It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 22. And last time we were together, while we read from the first verse and got down through the 10th verse, we're going to reread that same section again today because it's so important that we find every part of that. And I think it's worth having somewhat of a review, maybe even the whole lesson today is going to be a review, but please don't turn us off. Let's look to see all the beautiful pictures that we have here. Touched on them, we're going to back them with some scripture today, so that we can see without a question what we have. Genesis chapter 22 is where we're going to begin. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you will find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. I hope that that was enough time for you to open your scripture so that you can follow along today. And we will begin reading here with Genesis chapter 22, verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he says, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah. Offer him there for a burnt offering up on one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father, and he says, Here am I, my son. And he says, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to a place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven a second time and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Let's begin with prayer after the reading of God's Word. Father, thank you today that we can come together. Please, now that you will guide and lead us all as we study your Word and enjoy this time together. please, that you'll show us your word clearly. There is so much in every verse, every word. It is so powerful because it is your word. Please show us each and every part today. And just don't let anything out. Whatever we need, we need it. It needs to come from you, our strength, our direction. And so please, Lord, you guide and lead us today and have us to be good listeners. Open our ears and our hearts and our eyes that we may see and hear and know what is your will. Now please guide and lead us. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, we begin back at the beginning. Usually I don't really review that much, and you might chuckle a little bit if you know me very well, because I am one that reviews. We review often. We review almost all the time, because it's so important that we understand what we've read. And to, you know, if you don't know how to add 2 plus 2, there isn't any reason to go on to 20 plus 20. There's no reason to go on to adding 200 plus 200, because if you don't have the principle and that concept of 2 plus 2, you're not going to understand anything else. You're not going to even be able to go to 3 plus 2. Well, it's the same thing here. We need to build little bit upon little bit, precept upon precept. And this chapter here is so important that we just glean it again. Let's look at it again. Let's take what we have to learn once again. And we look here at the first verse. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here am I. And it's wonderful. Again, just review. We saw clearly the obedience of Abraham. Abraham was listening, wasn't he? And when the call came unto Abraham, Abraham immediately responded, Here am I. And then he gave him this command, and take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering unto upon one of the mountains which I will show thee of. And so it's so important that we see that we're beginning here with the place. We're beginning here with the command, and everything starts right here in Abraham's life. And so Abraham, let's just go down through, and I'm not going to read it because we have read it last time we were together and again today, but let's go very quickly through the steps. To begin with, again, God called unto Abraham, and he says, Here am I. Next comes that he gave him the command. He told him what to do. And he told him to take his son, his only son, and offer him for a burnt offering upon a mount that I'll show you. And he told him the place, the general place, generally, which was in the land of Moriah. And so you go to the land of Moriah, there'll be a mountain there, a mount there that I will show you of. And we see in the third verse that Abraham immediately rose up early in the morning, and he took two young men with him, and Isaac, and the wood, everything that he needed, the fire, everything. He took it along with him. And for 3 days, Abraham journeyed. That's how far away this Mount Moriah. And we find that probably Abraham was back in Gerar, if I remember correctly here. Let's see if we can look that up. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba. We find that he was in the land down next to the Philistines there. And so it was about a 3-day journey from there all the way up to this Mount Moriah, and where we find him commanded to go. And it tells us that it was 3 days. He lifted up his eyes. He saw the place afar off. He was so close to the Lord's will that he knew exactly where it was at. Then Abraham tells these two young men to stay put. And then they go up on the mount by themselves, and they took the wood, and they took the fire, and they took the knife, they took everything. And as they went up, Isaac had a question, and he said, "My father," and he says, "Here am I." And he was very listening, wasn't he? He says, "Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" He had a question here. Now, you know, we don't. I believe that Abraham understood that he was going to bring his son, his only son. He was going to bring him and bind him, put him on the altar, and sacrifice him. He was to put him to death. Now, Abraham, you know, this is just totally contrary. It's against the will of God to kill. And yet Abraham, he just he followed the Lord's will to the letter. He went every step as the Lord had commanded him, because he knew that the Lord was in control, and he knew that he could trust the Lord. Do you know that? Do you know that you can trust the Lord? You know, we go about our own business and do our own thing and go our own way so often that undoubtedly we don't realize that we can trust the Lord, and when we do, we will never go wrong. But when we do it upon our own and we follow the world and go our own way, we'll be off gallivanting the one direction or another direction, and we will constantly be out of the Lord's will. We'll be constantly in trouble and constantly wondering why in the world that this is happening and that's happening. Well, if we would listen, as Abraham here is listening, even though it doesn't seem right, he still is following the Word of God and the will of God. And the Word of God came to him, and he followed it. He went to the place, he took the fire, he took the wood, he took everything that he needed. And he got to the place, and he said, and when Isaac asked him, he said, "I see we have everything." You see, Isaac's used to this. He's used to these offerings and things, because he knows all about it. Abraham was faithful unto God. But he was missing something here, because there's no lamb. Where is the lamb? Well, Abraham said, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." So they went, both of them together. That was the verse 8. And then they came to the place, and he bound him, and he put him on the altar, and he stretched forth his hand with the knife to slay his son. Now, that's where we stopped last time we were together. Now, let's back up and let's just look a little bit again at the wonderful picture. That's everything that Abraham was told to do, and he followed that command. But let's begin here, because we find in the second verse that it says, "Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest." Look at that verse of Scripture. "Take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest." Now, let's look at John chapter 3, verse 16, the Gospel of John. We're going to be looking up many verses of Scripture here. I hope that you have your Bible in front of you. I hope that you're able to take time and do this. If you're traveling, why, you just listen very carefully, because it's so important. John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And look at the verse in verse 2. "Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest." Look at the verse of Scripture. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." What a beautiful picture we have here of the Lord Jesus Christ. A beautiful picture. Abraham took his only son. And if you'll realize right now, Ishmael is gone. Abraham is focusing his eyes right on Isaac and Isaac alone. You know, ever since the weaning party, and we had that little squabble there, and Ishmael and Hagar left. And so he got the world out. And see, that's something we need to do. You get the world out. Now, everybody seems to hang on to the world, and Abraham did too. But if you'll notice, during that time, God did not really bless Abraham. But when he separated himself from the world and set his eyes upon God, that's when things begin to happen, because the power of God can come upon you. Well, we have that right here now, but look at that comparison. When he loves his son, he loves his son with all his heart. And yet God said, and so Abraham followed that command. But I love that picture. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." And in the second verse here of Genesis chapter 22, that what I just read was John 3:16, which is very familiar, isn't it, to us? Genesis chapter 22, "Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah." And so to begin with, we have that beautiful picture. And also, if we'll look at Luke chapter 3, verse 22, Luke chapter 3, Matthew, Mark, Luke chapter 3, verse 22, "And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, And a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee am I well pleased. Look at the words that were spoken unto Abraham concerning his son, and look at how close those words are with the way God speaks of his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let's look at the next part here, and we find this word Moriah. And so, I get thee into the land of Moriah. And so there's a definite place that's spoken unto Abraham. Now we're going to go back to the Old Testament, because here in 2 Chronicles chapter 3 verse 1. 2 Chronicles chapter 3 verse 1. We have went through and discussed ever so quickly last time we were together the pictures that are here. This time we're coming back and we're looking at some verses of Scripture to back it, because you see, Scripture confirms Scripture. I don't want it to be my opinion. I want it to be, and if I say it's my opinion, you'll know it, because I'll tell you so. But if it's to the, if it's truth, I will back it with Scripture. Now we're looking there, going to get thee unto the land of Moriah. Now I made the statement last time we were together that we're awful close to the same place where Jesus Christ was crucified, at Calvary, at Golgotha. And so let's look here to see if that's a true statement. 2 Chronicles chapter 3, verse 1. Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem in Mount Moriah. In Mount Moriah. What did it say here in Genesis 22:2, in the very center of that verse? And get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem in Mount Moriah. Look at that. I told you I don't know that it was the exact place where that altar was built. If that's the same place where the cross, as that cross was placed in that hole, as that tree was placed in that hole, and the cross was made, and Jesus Christ was put upon that cross, was that the same exact place? We don't know, but we sure know it was in the same area, in the same region. Isn't that a beautiful, beautiful picture as we look at this? Now, let's continue. As we look at the next thing, we find that as we look at these Scripture verses, and Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, took two of his young men with him. I'm at the third verse of chapter 22. Took two of the young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. So he was following the Lord's command. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Again, we find him over in the land of the Philistines, Gerar. And that is back in Genesis chapter 20, verse 1, is where that is clearly told us. And there seems to be a very strong leading that Isaac has spent most of his life there. And so, if not all of it. And so, as they travel from this place to Mount Moriah, it tells us that it's 3 days' journey. And so as you look on the map, you can see that that would definitely be about 3 days' journey from one to the other. And as we think about this, Abraham has surrendered his whole heart unto the will of God, even if it means to offer and sacrifice his son. And so when you are told something to do, And it's true in God's eyes, because if we look at the Scripture, we find that when something is said, when God places it in His Word, it is the same as being done. And if it may not be done for 1,000 years or 2,000 years or 5,000 years or 10,000 years, but it will happen. And it'll happen exactly the way God said it would happen. And so God, that's the character of God. God places in his word, and it will take place. Now, we have the same thing here with Abraham. When Abraham was told of the Lord to rise up and to go into this place that I'm going to show you, and I want you to offer your son Isaac, he had no question that that's what he was going to do. And so, you see, it was already in his mind. It was already in his heart. And so for 3 days, Isaac was dead, because it was the same as already happening. He knew it was done. It was a done deal, even though the act itself had not taken place. It was a done deal. And if we look here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I want to go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. This is such a beautiful picture here, and I don't want you to miss it. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we're going to look at the third and the fourth verse. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scripture. Isn't that a wonderful verse of Scripture? According to the Scripture. Isn't that wonderful? Abraham, when you say according to the Scripture, it means according to the Word of God. That's what it means. According to the Word of God. Abraham heard the Word of God. And so you see, it was the same. From the day that God said, you will take Isaac, you will offer him as a sacrifice for a burnt offering, in Abraham's mind, it was the same as done, because he took the Word of God, the Scripture here, according to the Scripture. And God, and Abraham believed God. He believed him completely. Now, as we find that we continue to travel this time, so we not only have here the promise, seeing that Abraham believes that his son is dead because he's taking that word, but I believe also that he knows that he's going to raise him from the dead. Because if you'll notice here in the verse 26, and Abraham took in verse 5, Abraham said unto his young men, these two, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Now, I made the statement last time we were together that, look, that gives us the appearance that Abraham fully intended for Isaac to come back down that mount with him. Was he not going to carry out the will of God? Not at all. He was going to carry out the will of God, but he had no question. He knew that God was so powerful that he could raise the dead. And so he had no question, because the promise was given. The seed was going to go through Abraham, down to Isaac, and on. And he knew that he had to raise him up. And so not only was he willing to follow every word, but I believe he felt that he was going to come and be with him when he came back off of that mount. Now, something else happens, and again, we have looked at these verses of Scripture, but I wanted to confirm it with other Scripture verses so you could see that it was just not something that I was dreaming up and something that I'm trying to see here that's not there, because it's clearly presented. And so now we find that Abraham said, abide ye here with the asses, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood and the burnt offering, this is verse 6 now, and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. Now, as they go up the mount, we'll find that the other two men, the two young men that came along, had to stay. Now, I'm going to show you here, because we discussed this, but I didn't show you the Scripture verse because we didn't have the time. Matthew 27:45. Go to Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27 and verse 45. Now, from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. From the sixth hour there was darkness over the land into the ninth hour. Now, I talked last time about, you know, that the no one, as this was taking place, no one could look upon what was happening. But then in the 46th verse, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" So you see, there was even a period of time when Jesus was alone. But here with this picture, we have that the two men, and as we have it with the Lord Jesus Christ, the whole world was blocked out. And I believe it to be the darkest night, as the darkest night ever. No one could see anything because this was between Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and God the Father. And so when this took place, no one could look upon it. And so we find that. Something else that I want you to see, and that is as they went up, "And Abraham took the wood and the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together." Sixth verse of Genesis chapter 22. We find that as we look at John chapter 19, John chapter 19, I hope that you're enjoying this. I sure am. John chapter 19, verses 17 and 18. John chapter 19, verses 17 and 18. 17. "And he, bearing his cross, went forth unto the place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha. And they crucified him, and two other with him on either side, and Jesus in the midst." Now, they led Jesus away. "And Jesus, bearing his cross, went forth." Now, we know that he got so weak that at a point in time, they brought in another to carry the cross on. But Jesus Christ bore his cross. He carried the cross. Isaac, the wood was loaded up on him, placed upon him, and he bare that up the mount, and so did the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at that beautiful, beautiful picture again. Isn't it wonderful as we look at all these pictures that are in place? And also we find that they went together. Look at that in the sixth verse of, "And Abraham took the wood and the burnt offering, laid upon Isaac his son, took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together." They are in complete agreement. And we know that God the Father and God the Son are the same. They're in complete agreement. There was no argument. There was no discussion. There was a question because Isaac did not fully understand where the offering was. But he did not question. He was obedient to his father. Completely obedient. He walked by faith. And we know that this question then, and I love this, as they went together then, and Abraham said, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb." That's in the eighth verse. Abraham said, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." So they both of them went both of them together. God will provide himself a lamb. If we look at the translation of that word, himself, we'll find that Abraham tells us clearly that God himself is going to be the lamb of sacrifice. Lamb of sacrifice. God will provide himself. He is going to be. He was making a statement of something that's going to take place almost 1900 years later. And yet Abraham, with his great wisdom, he knew that this was a picture. Now, He may have believed again that Isaac was the one, because he said, you know, "I don't have any question, you know, what's going to happen here. I'm going to put my son to death." He saw that. Now, I love as we go through these verses of Scripture, and if you'll notice, we didn't quite get even back to where we had ended before. We will begin next time we're together with this eighth verse, because it's important that we look just a little bit longer at that so that we don't miss anything there. And I hope that, you are not disappointed with going through these verses of Scripture again and backing them with. Last time we were together, I wanted to just go through it so that you could get the general idea. Today, we backed it each time with Scripture, so it just makes that picture full. And we will finish that and continue next time. And so, my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?